I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Michael Benedict is an entrepreneur. He is the founder of Nobility Press, and he is the author of The Civil Society Playbook, Common Sense Plan for a Return to Civility. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you so much, George. It's great to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book.
Yeah, so my background. I've spent the last 30 years in marketing, corporate marketing, specifically business to business marketing, and I've worked for Fortune 1000 companies, tech startups, and consultancies, and really enjoyed that part of my life. But after 30 years, was ready to do something a little different. And part of what drove that is I'm an observer of society, right? And marketing teaches you that anything, you have to look at all aspects of what's going on in society, right? I'm one of those nerds that when you walk into a restaurant, I'm looking at what's on the TVs, what people are watching, what they're ordering, you get very involved in it. And part of what's happened is, I've always wanted to write a book about civility to some extent. I just didn't know how I could really define that. But, over the last, I'd say, 10 to 20 years in America, we've seen kind of an ongoing decline in civility and just the general coarseness of how we treat each other. And even, in how the entertainment industry and a lot of different industries kind of present themselves to it. And got kind of fed up about it and did not intend to write a book about it. But one night I was writing a 500 word blog on actually the decline of charitable giving in the U.S. and it ended up being a 20,000 word book. So here we are. Yeah.
Life is a funny thing. You have got a great quote on your website. Said the disintegration of society begins with the individual, kind of the breakdown of individual responsibility or character. Yes. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, civility begins and ends with each of us. And a big premise of the book is to focus on what you, the individual, can do to enhance civility in society. You're an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur, but I've worked for big companies. We both worked for organizations. We both know that leaders do set the tone, right? There's a big emphasis that leaders, and they should. They should. That's part of leadership, right? How the leader acts so the rest of the staff will go in their behavior and responses and whatnot and their honesty and integrity. But I really drill it down to, the people, so to speak, have to drive civility. Look, I believe in the collective power of 340 million Americans. And civility, most of us do it, by and large, but we just don't know that we're doing it. But, what I didn't want to assume is that people understand the full scope of civility and how much you can give, right, of yourself, to your family, to the community, to how your actions interact with others. And sort of it's just a broadening of people's perspectives. Very simple actions. All it really requires is a conscientiousness and a willingness to act. You don't need education, money, you don't need anything, just a willing to say, you know what? I don't like where society's going. I want to make it better. I don't know how. What can I, as the individual, you're a small, dusty town in West Texas, you can make a difference, right? And make society more civil.
Which makes all the sense in the world to me. It's this massive problem of a shift that we've all, that every single one of us has observed. It's like we're on the knife's edge, and I don't know if there's certainly lots of reasons. And I'm sure that you spent enormous amount of time figuring out why it is we got here through a lot more mobility, so we're moving around more, so less tight-knit communities, the internet and anonymity and sort of a dispersion of responsibility, and somebody else will kind of do it. Is that am I close?
You are, and I think when you, especially when you talked about the internet, so I kind of highlight a couple of different areas of causes of incivility and use data to back it up, by the way. And just so your audience knows, the American Bar Association did a fairly recently, I think 2022, a survey on civility among Americans, and 85% of those surveyed said civility is worse than 10 years ago. 85%. So that tells you that, if we're all kind of feeling like something's just a little off here, it definitely is true. The data is there. But George, you bring up an interesting point. You talk about the internet. I'm a huge user of social media. I love the web. I spent the last 10 years of my career in a tech startup. I appreciate technology, but I think it is also, as we can all agree, kind of brought out the worst in us. And when I speak to people of my generation, I'm Generation X, and we all say the same thing. We're so grateful we grew up when we did. Because today, if you're I imagine like a teenage girl, right, who gets a prom dress and she puts it on Instagram and she gets 5 likes, and while the next person gets 600 likes, and I can't imagine, and so on and so forth, what that is like. But I think, with social media, the where I see the problem with it is it causes a tremendous focus on the self. And that it's designed to do that. We all indulge in it. I'm not, there's no holier than thou here, George. Yeah, it's like, but that is not a good thing, because when you're focused on yourself so much, you're not focused on your immediate family or your community. We all see this. We're all, I mean, I live, when I walk in New York, I'm surprised more people aren't hit by cars, because they walk through a looking at their cell phones. And when you're that self-absorbed, you're not seeing what's going on around you. So that's one thing. The other thing is just the dramatic increase in materialism, right? And the data is there. I'll give you two quick stats that are kind of interesting. I look at a base year of 1980. Those were my formative years. So I look at 1980 and I compared it to when the book was being written. When I started working on the manuscript in 2022 and 2023. And from 1980 to 2023, the average size of an American family declined slightly. We're talking, just ever so much. But the size of the house that people need is now 40% larger. So there's one thing. And then I also looked at how much we spend on Christmas gifts, 1980 to 2022. And yes, before those that jump on me saying, did you inflation adjust the $1980? Absolutely, we did. So it's apples to apples. We're spending 76% more on Christmas gifts. So
let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We need bigger homes to house slightly smaller people and fill them with more stuff. You know, and nothing wrong with that. Not like I'm against capitalism or anything. But the point is that really where our priorities should be, right? And we all know how that gets into. It gets into a zero-sum game race, right? The neighbor down the street has a nicer BMW than you. And, you know, so you have to feel the need to catch up. And then I would just finish by saying the other form of incivility that I don't think gets enough attention is the attacks on religion. And it is, you know, people, I was shocked. I had to revise my manuscript, I think, three times over a six-month period because the data was changing so fast and not for the better. And I mean, this is true of all major religions. It's not one in particular. And that's a bad sign for society. You know, we live in a free society. You don't have to practice religion. You don't have to be religious, anything. Now you have freedom of religion and freedom from religion in the United States. It's a great thing. But to disrespect, vandalize, and attack people for it is quite another thing that I don't think we've really seen in this country. So that's kind of the gist of the things that I focused on in terms of drivers of incivility.
Which are really, really powerful. I think that those are absolutely profound. Houses are massive compared to where they were not that long ago, spending way more on Christmas presents. Attacks on religion. It's interesting. Do you attribute that to, does that come down to like an in-group, out-group kind of a thing, or is there something in addition to that?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think it honestly depends on the religion too. So for example, the Catholic Church, which is, you know, very much into iconography, right? Which is why they're churches are so beautiful, right? And there's statues and beautiful things. It seems to be a propensity to go smashing those things up. And so I don't know if that's a rebellion against something or whatnot, but I think it's diverse reasons why they're under attack. As some people say, you know, Satanist cults or whatever, you know, that are just against religion. Okay, whatever. But I think it's a mix of things. But either way, I think it's the prevalence and the frequency that we need to be concerned about more than anything. Again, whether you practice it or not, it's not good.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that. And I 1,000% agree. I'm certainly not pushing back on it.
Yeah.
You look around, you see, I just couldn't imagine, you know, I think I'm a proud member of Gen X as well. I just couldn't imagine going into a store and just grabbing stuff and walking out. And that's just commonplace. And
yes,
physical violence against people are just that's wild, road rage, all of it. It's just all over the place. And so that you can track an uptick in attacks on religion in whatever form that takes. And I'm sure it's every form. It's really not a surprising thing at all. It's really concerning.
100%.
I spend a lot of time thinking about, I have a limited number of resources, and I think about it in terms of time, attention, energy, and money. And when I choose to apply or or allocate those, then I've made a decision. And so I'm prioritizing one thing over another. And if I'm prioritizing myself over other people, or just it doesn't matter, because I'm saying yes to me. And then by virtue of limited resources, I'm saying no to greater society.
That's right.
That's going to have an impact.
That's right. It is. And I think, you know, we see it. There's an interesting question that I ask people. I shouldn't phrase it that way. It sounds like it's interesting because it came from me. No, but it's just a question that not at all. But I think one of the questions I'd like to ask folks is, I've always been one of those people that likes older folks. Sometimes we call them the elderly. Sometimes I think you refer to them as older persons or whatever. But I have a number of friends in their 80s and 90s, and they're freaking hysterical. But one of the things that I ask people, I've asked everyone from my financial advisor to strangers on the street this question: how do you feel we treat the elderly in America? And I will tell you, George, I get one of two responses. One, I cannot share here because this is a very civil type of discussion. And the other pretty much sums it up as horribly. And it's really true. The elderly become basically invisible in our society. And people, I don't know if you know the late songwriter, John Prine, but he has a wonderful song called Hello in There. It's about how we talk to old people. And there's a line in there, and I put it in my book. It says, when you're walking down the street sometime and you see some hollowed ancient eyes, don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. Hello. And I've always, I heard that back in the 80s, and I love John Prine for it. I think it's one of his best songs from what I understand. But, the idea is that we really do kind of ignore the elderly, and we may say, so what? How does that contribute to incivility? Well, it's just, the elderly may go, and I hear this from my friends, weeks without talking to people. Weeks, plural, right? And I'm just like, so yeah, if you're next to someone in the grocery line, just say hi, how's your day? Greet them, acknowledge that they're there, and show that you care to some extent, about who you're talking to.
There's that, I don't want to call it a throwaway line, but it's like, we live in a society, this is why we can't have nice things. If we treat at risk, and to a degree, you could probably do through lines to that as well. If we're allowing people to live on the street and essentially just wither and die and starve to death, and we're discarding elderly people as well. I totally agree. It's evidence that we are not seeing things and putting our emphasis or value and resources in the right places.
That's correct. And it kind of continues with just this drive towards a lower trust society. You mentioned the smash and grabs, in stores. And there's a record number of retail that's just disappearing because of that. And that's never a good thing. But it's just the idea that I could walk into a Best Buy here in Jersey City, and I could grab a video game. I don't play video games, but if I did, like a $600, $700 console, and just run out the door with it. And if I got caught, it'd be like, okay, don't do that again, Mike. Seriously? So sort of when we think about the big picture, like everything that, you mentioned and I mentioned, this is a cumulative effect on society. And being Gen X, I'm glad you are, because then that I don't ever like to be that guy that says, look, things were better in a different era. Every era has its issues. And it's not that one era is better than the other, but we did not have this level of distrust or incivility in our society 20 or 30 years ago. That we can say. I think, I don't know. You can challenge me on that. I'd be
1,000%. That's for sure. For sure. I completely agree. So, big problems, but you didn't write a book just to point out problems. So what's the way forward, or a way forward?
Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing, right? So it comes down to, okay, so what? What do I do about this? So again, keeping in mind that the individual is the main player here, I want people to just envision society that is more high trust. It is more caring, more charitable, and just where we're more conscientious of those around us. And so what I did is I developed, so I figured out, so I had a bunch of ideas of what, you know, civil actions. The book has dozens of them. And again, they're very easy to do. Your listeners are going to be like, really? I think I do that already. Well, you probably will. But I've divided up civility into kind of three components. At the highest level is starting with the home. Civility begins in the house, right? How you treat your mom, your dad, your siblings. And yes, we all know families are families. They always have issues, always have, always will. But it's sort of, if you think about it, I was, you know, kind of thinking to yesterday about this, you know, we're approaching May. Schools are wrapping up. Colleges are wrapping up. Students will be coming home. A lot of them will be working for the summer or whatever. But, you know, a way you can think about driving civility there is ask your parents what projects they want to get done, right? At the house. One, it shows you're being proactive. And two, it shows that you're engaged with the home, that the home is not just there to serve you and be end all for you. Which we all are in that mindset, especially when we're younger, right? It's natural. I mean, I've been there. But again, what can you do for them? Same thing with your grandparents. You know, grandparents in particular, offer to take them out to lunch. Don't get in touch with them just to ask them for something. This is something I hear all the time from the elderly that, yeah, I get a call when people need money. Just like, you know, maybe they need to go to the medication. I can tell you what they definitely want to do. They want to get the heck out of their house or their apartment. They would love to just get out and socialize or whatnot. So that's kind of a way, and there's dozens of more ideas, but I'm just trying to give people some feedback of things to get going. So starts with the house. So that's the first phase. The second phase is give more of yourself. Okay, so this kind of gets into a lot of what we're talking about. And this is, you know, part of it is, yes, giving to charity money, but it's more about your skills. So two things. One, you know, people will say that, well, I'm on a very restrained budget and, you know, I really can't afford to give to charity. And that's true for a lot of people. There's no question. There's no shame in that. But the one paradigm to keep in mind is there is always someone worse off than you. So the analogy I use is, George, you and I may be going to grab a coffee one day and we see a homeless person. And between the two of us, because nobody carries cash anymore, let's say you and I have $5 between the two of us.
Sure.
To you and I, that's not a lot. But to that person, it is. And so that's the way to think about it, because, you know, again, relatively speaking, we're wealthier than others. So there's that side of it. But then there's also, what can you do? You know, when you talk about civil society, I, for example, am on a condominium board, which some people will say, are you insane? And I say, yes, apparently I am.
A masochist.
Or as somebody, I went to a property management, I can't make this up, one of those, I don't know, conventions. And this woman looked at me and she said, you're president of your condo board? And I said, yes. She's like, honey, what were you thinking? But, you know, here's the thing. Whether it's a church, your kid's school, or the, you know, the local football team, or an, you know, community association, these things don't work by magic. They need people, you know, and in a condominium, you know, oh, I love that the flowers are out every year. I love that when the, you know, boiler goes down, somebody takes care of it, you know, that there's budget for when the roof needs to be replaced. Yeah, that takes a lot of work. But that's how we have a civil society. It brings different people together. You get to work with different people. Same thing with schools or whatever, your place of faith. So you know, that's about giving more of yourself. And then the final one is the third component is consider how your actions impact others. So, you know, you focus on making civility in your own home. You look how you can give more of yourself. And the final thing is about how you reflect on what you do. So, and how that impacts other people. And I use this analogy a lot because everybody can relate to it. Aggressive drivers, right? Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's honking or whether it's blowing past you on the freeway at 90 miles an hour or whatever, they cut you off. Yes, we all know we have those internal reactions to it. However, what I would say is that think about that person. And if you're so inclined, maybe say a prayer for them. Because that could be a mother going to pick up a sick child. That could be somebody who, if they're late for their job again, they lose it. It could be somebody who maybe has, let's be pragmatic, George, they have to go to the restroom. And, yep. Whatever. And so it's just a different way of kind of contextualizing things. But instead of like us expending our energy on, you know, wanting to, you know, whatever, curse the individual out. We think to ourselves, you know, hey, listen, whatever reason they're in a hurry for, we want to think about them. And the other, and I'll stop here, is sort of that this may sound obvious, but you don't humiliate, embarrass, or cause someone to lose face. And that's become real easy in the social media world. There are some religions that align that sort of behavior, humiliating people, to killing them. Hmm. And so, you know, not that you actually physically do kill them, but it's sort of the same sort of effect because people never forget. You know, you and I've been embarrassed and humiliated in life, some of my own doing, some people throw it at you, but you
really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
It's really easy to do it when I'm talking to George and George is, let's say, in Germany and I'm here and we're debating this, that, and the other thing. And I say something really nasty and you say something really nasty. Yeah, because we're on, you know, two continents. Who cares? Yeah, it does matter, at least in effect, even if it's just an X post. So that is how I think we need to think about civility. And the idea is do it every day. In whatever small way you can. If all you can do is hold the door for a woman who's pushing a stroller, do it. You'll feel better. You know, you see a piece of trash on the street, pick it up and put it away. Yes, it's not your job. But you know what? It makes it better for the next person that comes down. Just the littlest things to the biggest of things is how we collectively start to make society more civil.
I love it. Totally agree. And I appreciate the framework. The first one, start at home, respect the actual house, respect your parents, your grandparents. Two, give more of yourself. There's always somebody worse off. Realize just the influence that you can have and the impact that you can have, even though we have a tendency to kind of diminish that. It's profound because you've laid it out. And then think about the impact you're having on other people. I mean, what a giant thing that is. You talked about aggressive driving. I thought about if you're in a boat and you're going through a no wake zone, you obviously... Oh, yes. You're in this boat that can go 100 miles an hour, but if you go 100 miles an hour through that area, you're going to ruin everybody else's day. So there's a time and a place for everything, and be mindful. So I love that. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite quotes, I think it's Jack Kornfield. He said, "You got to tend to the part of your garden that you can reach." And so many of us feel disenfranchised and we want to fix all these huge problems, but the reality and the solution is everything you've just laid out. It's in our everyday actions and being civil and kind and extending grace to ourselves, certainly, which I think we could probably all benefit from doing, but then extending it to other people and people that we don't even know and that we may interact with that one time. But if we're kind to them versus cruel, then that's going to have an impact on ourselves and then their day moving forward. And I think that every little bit helps. So really well said.
So yeah, what I would encourage people to do is to do something for 30 consecutive days. You know, the old adage that if you do something for 30 consecutive days, exercising, whatever it is, it becomes a habit. And I actually, on my website, I have a calendar laid out of things to give you ideas of what you could do today to be civil. Mm-hmm. And it's right there. It's one of the tabs. And it's you'll be like, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem. But I think that's a big critical component about it, is to make it part of your daily actions. And a lot of the feedback that I have gotten is that people say, well, you know, I read your book and I found I was doing a lot of these things, not all of them, but it spurred me to do other things. So a guy down in Florida, you know, there's the big grocery chain in Florida called Publix. And so he said, when I go into a Publix now, he said, I'm interacting with the folks at the deli counter or the bakery, wherever, or even the cashiers, I call them by their first name. Because he said, yeah, you know, you can say, hey, how's it going today? Or you can say, hey, George, how are you doing today? And that, you know, when we hear our name mentioned, it has a different energy and a different impact on us. And so I love it when I hear things like that, because, listen, there is no limit to what you can do in terms of civil actions, your own creativity and thinking about how you go through it. I just want to get the discussion started here and get people to think about it. But it's infinite what you can do to make society more civil.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. More importantly, thank you so much for writing this book. Where can people learn more about you? Where can they get their copy of The Civil Society Playbook, Common Sense Plan for a Return to Civility?
It's available on Amazon. It's a paperback, but it's also Kindle and in Apple Books. And it is also an audiobook. And the audiobook, if one of the things I get a feedback on, George, is please send this to boys age 13 to 21. And I'm like, I like that idea. But the audiobook is 2 hours and 18 minutes. You can listen, that's an easy one, right? It's not like 27 hours or anything. And then my website, michaelbbenedict.com. So there's the middle initial there, michaelbbenedict.com. I have a blog there. I have a calendar of civil actions, always updating it. And you can find me on LinkedIn too.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Michael your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas and wants to live in a more civil, high trust society, like most of us do. In fact, probably 99% of us. Pick up your copy of the Civil Society Playbook, Common Sense Plan for a Return to Civility on Amazon. I will link that in the notes. Go to michaelbbenedict.com. Check out all the great resources and then find Michael on LinkedIn as well. I'll link all those in the notes as well. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you so much, George, for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Amen.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.